one movie that I recently saw that blew my mind was called Black Panther. It is a movie representation within the Marvel Comics series that is based on a comic book, the Black Panther comics, that originated in the 1960s. The film that came out in 2018 was directed by Ryan Coogler, who's a really awesome American film director, and Black Panther was just awesome to me. I had such a great time watching this movie because it was more than just a movie, in my opinion and in my experience. I am a Black woman who grew up in America, and despite what a lot of people may think about America, and America does definitely have its issues with race, but a lot of the what people are dealing with and the pain that they're dealing with race is institutionalized. It's not necessarily all about overt racism and seeing horrible people do horrible things to you on the street. Often what is most harmful in our lives and that we have to deal with on a daily basis is just subtle. It's the little everyday things that make you feel like you are not welcome, or that this life, this existence is not necessarily made for you. That is definitely true, in my opinion, when it comes to TV and movies. So the reason why Black Panther was so important for me as a Black woman is that the cast of Black Panther is majority Black, which was so cool to see. Why was it cool to see that? Because when I was growing up and I saw superhero movies, or really any movie, to be honest, the vast majority, I'm talking about usually 90%, 90 to 99% of the cast, the main characters, the protagonists, the important people, the good guys, were all played by white people or people with pale skin. That didn't mean that I didn't enjoy the movies. I love a good Captain America. I watched the first Captain America. I like things like Thor, everything that we grew up with, Spider-Man, all those heroes. It didn't necessarily take away from the fact that I liked them, that they were white, but I always did wonder, where were all the Black people in the movies? So when I was little, we used to do things like play superheroes and things like that, and I would always think about who I wanted to be, and if they're all white men, it's like, I don't know if I want to play Spider-Man, maybe I'll leave that role to someone else. Or it even follows you when you get older. So when I was in college, fast forward to my college years, and college is a cool time because dressing up for Halloween is still fun and it's still a thing to do. But then I would think about, who are the Black women that I could easily be for Halloween if I just changed my clothes or if I put on some makeup? Who could I be? I had a very limited selection. It doesn't mean they don't exist. Of course they exist somewhere in the world, but they were never really put into the mainstream the way that other superheroes were. So fast forward to 2018, I am 24 years old, sitting in the theater, excited to watch Black Panther. It was so cool. Not only was the story actually captivating, but the fact that everything seemed to draw on non-Eurocentric views that we were used to. So the story takes place in a fictional place in Africa. Like I said, the representation, who the main characters looked like, who the heroes looked like, even the heroes and the villains. It wasn't necessarily a game of, oh, which one is good? Is the light good or is the dark skin good? No, almost everybody was Black and it was cool. I really enjoyed just seeing things like that. Everyone was beautiful. There were very skilled makeup artists, costume artists who knew how to really photograph and film dark skin. Another thing that I didn't see a lot growing up. Sometimes you would have one Black character, the lighting is not so great, the way they did their hair doesn't look anything like ideal in my opinion. So this movie just blew me out of the water. I expected it to be great, but not as awesome that it inspired me to see the movie three times. I was really a fan. So Black Panther was really important to me, not only for all those reasons, but because it's important to set the tone for everyone else who doubts the ability of good black representation to do well. People have made movies like this for a long time, majority black cast. I've seen a lot of movies. It's not like they don't exist, but there seems to be a myth that is perpetuated in Hollywood that is the idea that black movies don't sell well. People all over the world don't necessarily want to see majority black cast. Let's just stick to the typical thing that we always do, crime movies, one or two black actors here and there. But if you want to sell a lot, we have to do the traditional thing that we do, which is to put different looking people in the front. Black Panther proved that to be a lie. It was totally popular, totally successful all over the world. And because of that, I was so, so proud, so, so encouraged to see this type of success. And I would love to see more of it in the future.